Caravaggio and the sapper take a trip by car down into the valley to pick up a sack of flour. Also, the soldier has to deliver maps of the cleared areas to headquarters at San Domenico. Finding it difficult to ask questions about each other, they speak about Hannah. There are many questions before the older man admits having known her before the war. In Canada? The sapper asked. Yes, I knew her there. They pass numerous bonfires on the sides of the road and Caravaggio diverts the young soldier's attention to them. The sapper's nickname is Kip. The name had attached itself to him curiously. In his first bomb disposal report in England, some butter had marked his paper, and the officer had exclaimed, "What's this, kipper grease?" and laughter surrounded him. He had no idea what a kipper was, but the young Sikh had been thereby translated into a salty English fish. Within a week, his real name, Gurpal Singh, had been forgotten. That summer, the English patient wore his hearing aid, so he was alive to everything in the house. The amber shell hung within his ear with its translations of casual noises, the chair in the hall scraping against the floor, the click of the dog's claws outside his room. The English patient, within a few days of the young soldier's arrival, thus became aware of his presence around the house, though Hannah kept them separate, knowing they would probably not like each other. But she entered the Englishman's room one day to find the sapper there. He was standing at the foot of the bed. His arms hung over the rifle that rested across his shoulder. The Englishman turned to her and said, "We're getting along famously." She was put out that the sapper had strolled casually into this domain, seemed able to surround her, be everywhere. Kip, hearing from Caravaggio that the patient knew about guns, had begun to discuss the search for bombs with the Englishman. Soon they were drawing outlines of bombs for each other and talking out the theory of each specific circuit. "The Italian fuses seem to be put in vertically, and not always at the tail," the sapper said. "Well, that depends. The ones made in Naples are that way, but the factories in Rome follow the German system. Of course, Naples, going back to the 15th century..." It meant having to listen to the patient talk in his circuitous way, and the young soldier was not used to remaining still and silent. He would get restless and keep interrupting the pauses and silences the Englishman always allowed himself, trying to energize the train of thought. The soldier rolled his head back and looked at the ceiling. "What we should do is make a sling," the sapper mused, turning to Hannah as she entered, "and carry him around the house." She looked at both of them, shrugged, and walked out of the room. When Caravaggio passed her in the hall, she was smiling. "I think he's found a friend," she said.